Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone to the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. I am so happy to join you today for a great transmission that is going to be very practical. We're going to do some exercises and I'm going to take you through quick activation. So it's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm a little bit late, sorry. I was having some cacao with my oldest daughter who's at home. We are preparing here in New Zealand for the new beginning of the school year. So if you don't live in New Zealand, you might not notice, but we actually are still in school holidays. So our children have 6 weeks off because it is summertime and they start a new school year in February, which is also when my two daughters have their birthdays. They are 2 years and 2 days apart. So usually this time of the year is quite busy because we are planning the birthdays. We need to buy all the stationeries and all the things. So it is a very exciting time for me and my daughters. For the exercise today, you will need a pen and paper. So please go get one if you don't have one handy. You will also need some water because when we do an activation, it's great to have just even a glass of water right next to you because the water is going to be coated with the frequency that you receive. And therefore, when you drink this water afterwards with the intention for this water to help you embody and really ground into this energy, then it means that the water is going to activate that for you. Today, we are going to talk about a subject that is very important for everyone who is interested in opening up their vortex to serving people, to help other people, to open up your wings to service. But it is also for people who are not necessarily in a position of having like a business, being a coach, a mentor, a healer, a psychic, etc. But people who are maybe like you, desiring to step into higher frequency in an area of your life that has been more challenging for you. So today we are going to work deeply on extracting subconscious programming that are present within your shadow, within your hidden realms, and therefore that is still ruling your life. And these fears and limitations are preventing you from connecting more deeply to your sovereignty, for knowing who you are as a multidimensional soul, and for knowing your purpose to co-create as well with your team of light, your spirit guides. So if you are watching live and you are here, I would love to be there for you because we can keep this interactive. So you can use the chat and say, hi, Sandrine, I relate to this, or I have a question about that, because make the most of my presence. I absolutely love interacting with you. So today's transmission is placed as being brought to you by the Dragon Warrior Codex. The Dragon Warrior Codex is starting on the 1st of February. We have had so many souls joining so far, and it is still open. You will still be able to join within the first 10 days of this codex because it is easy to catch up on the replay then. So if you are interested, please visit my website, sandrines.com, where you will be able to register to this deeply transformational 6-week journey. So it's an accelerator for light workers who want to step more deeply into leadership, into guiding others during the ascension process. So this transmission today is really brought to us by the Dragon Warrior Codex because it is one of the foundation of this codex. When we know who we are as a multidimensional soul, when we remember that our Oversoul network is so vast, that we have so much experience, not only on planet Earth, but also in the multiverse. When we reclaim our divine rights of freedom, abundance, love, and connection, which I often mention these four codes as the four primal codes. I talk a lot about this. When we really place our consciousness into getting to know who we are as a soul and as a multidimensional beings of the light, all human fears and limitations, they don't have a chance. They will need to be faced, met, and overcome. How can we go about that? There's so many things that people say out there, and many things are valid. For me, I work two different ways. One is going really deep into healing. Basically, it is quantum teachings that I share all the time, right? So it's always seeing the dynamics between the macrocosm and the microcosm, between who we are and our environment, to become sovereign beings of the light, to reclaim that sovereignty. So with healing, we go deep inside something. So we can literally open a Pandora box and go deep into a past life and see also how that past life connect to some inner child trauma that we might have experienced in this life, and as they relate into ancestors' timeline. So we go deep, but from this information, we can extract a lot of information about all the connection of that past life, because that past life will have ramification in many areas of life, all of them actually. And as I co-create with the Arcturians, we also perceive the network on a multidimensional level, in alternate realities, parallel lives, in other star systems, and so on. It is mind-blowing. So that is one way that we work. The other way that we work is through alchemy, alchemical transmutation, you hear me say often. We use the fractal dynamic system, placing ourselves at the center point of our fractal, which is our heart center. When we place ourselves within our heart center, we are the angel witnessing our human. And we literally can, like a kind, gentle, but also courageous and confident angel, we can gently push our human. We can say, okay, go for it. Here is a fear, his limitation, but continue. You can do it. You've got this. And as we say yes, we find more courage. We find more confidence. And just taking these actions help us heal sometimes trauma, ancestral wounds, inner child wounds, past life wounds. So just because we take aligned embodied action through this gentle push, we work with the nervous system on recalibrating the nervous system so we don't get, you know, completely dysregulated. A little bit of nervosity, anxiety as we face our fears and limitation, of course it's going to happen. But we are always here to tell you, you've got this, like, go for it. Regulate your nervous system, be there for your human. And if there's really something that keeps looming again and again and again, it's because you know that you need to go into the healing template. So place yourself as the angel of your human always through this workshop as well. Be your human's best friend to do this exercise. I would love to invite you now to make it practical, to have your pen and paper ready and just create two columns, one column and two columns. In the first column, you are going to write all your fears about this that you want to activate in your life. So for example, it could be increasing your prices for your one-on-one offering or for a group program that you facilitate. It could be a fear of having a really conscious, clear, serious conversation with your partner if things haven't been going on really well there, if you're not really satisfied in your romantic relationship. It could be a fear of saying your truth, expressing something that's very important to you to a friend, a family member, a parent. So it's a fear that is present now and that you know is there and that has limited you. It has made you feel disempowered. And we know that we are not aligned to our soul, to our heart. We are not fully anchored in our sovereignty when we witness our human playing small, reducing itself, trying to hide or run away because of exacerbation of the nervous system, because we are facing fears and limitations that feel like really too much for the human. So it means that we become so connected with whatever is happening on a subconscious level with our human that we identify with that. And this is the core of the teachings that we share. When you can zoom out and you disidentify with the trigger, with the story, with whatever is happening in your life, then you can have presence and distance and really assert more the situation and actually guide your human into going deeper into healing or really moving forward already using alchemical transmutation that happens through embodied aligned action. So think about a situation that has triggered these fears inside of you. So you will have witnessed yourself kind of freezing. You haven't been able to create the way you want it. You have been procrastinating. You have been also judging yourself. So many of us, instead of being our best friend in challenging situation, we're just going to be horrible to our human. You shouldn't have said this. You shouldn't be like that. What is wrong with you? It is your fault. Or maybe if I give more, maybe if I sacrifice myself more, maybe if I walk on eggs more, maybe if I wait, this will solve the solution. It never does. You know that. You have already witnessed that happening. So it is important to approach the situation from a different angle. And this is what we are doing now. So write down in the first column all the fears that you have about doing that action. Everything that could happen. All the limitations present. And as you do that, really be connected to your body. Observe the reactions in your body. Do you feel oppression on the chest? Do you feel some uneasy feelings in the belly? Do you actually feel like your heart is racing? Because that has such a strong impact on your actual body. Do you feel emotions arising? What is it that you are feeling in your body, in your emotions, as you write down all the fears and limitations that you have regarding this situation? As you notice things coming up, keep asking why. Why do I feel this way? And why do I feel this way? And why do I feel that way? So you go deeper and observe that this is actually some kind of surgery. It's like extracting from your subconscious mind, from the shadows. It is extracting that and bringing that into the light. And as you do that, celebrate yourself because it requires courage to face fears, to name them, to see the limitations, to be radically honest. So be radically honest with you right now. Extract everything from the subconscious and write it down. Once you have done that into the first column, I would love to invite you to write in the second column. Now, here is what's interesting. All the fears about not doing it. If you never have this conversation with your parent, with your partner, with that friend, if you never ever increases your prices in your one-on-ones or your group offering, if you never go for what it is that you are actually willing to manifest in your life, if you were to give up completely and say, oh, listen to your fears and limitations, what are you afraid of if this was not going to happen? Thank you so much. It's nice to see you here. Thank you. Nice to see you, Emily. So the second column is going to be very revealing because you are going to perceive different sensations in the body. Because often when we envision ourselves doing something, we have the fears of like, oh my God, you know, like people are going to laugh at me. They're going to reject me. It's going to create all of this drama or like I'm such a fraud and so on. But then if I don't do it, I will regret. I will regret not trying for the rest of my life, you know? And why is this bad? Why is this a fear? What is happening there? And as you extract this on that level, it's going to come again as a surgery of seeing another face of those fears. And as you write that down again, please stay in touch with your body. Feel how it feels. What are the emotions? What are the physical sensations that you experience thinking that you will never be able to do that? And the effect it's going to have on your life. And I want you to know, not realize that as you look at these two columns, see like if one is more dominant than the others, but you can really feel that having these fears that are antagonists are creating the tension, which is often felt as procrastination, inability to move forward. What this tension creates on an energetic level is that the energy is bottled in. So it doesn't have an outlet. So all of this subconscious programming and these fears, these limitations that you have brought from the shadows into the light are not subconscious any longer. You can see them. You can feel them. And after the session today, I would love to invite you to read them out loud and to really feel the effect of the vibrations of the world in your system. It can be really revealing. Because sometimes we think, oh, it's just a little bit. But as we do the exercise, we are really surprised with the actual amount of baggage, of density, of emotional weight that is present. It's like, wow, it's way bigger than I expected. So these two columns together, it's literally they're going in two different directions. They're creating stillness, procrastination, which is unhealthy because energy is always moving. There's always a movement of energy. So when we try not to do anything about a situation where we are in the in-between, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. On one hand, I want this, but on another hand, I'm not sure I want that because of all these reasons, because I'm scared and terrified. And so day after day after day, there is this buildup of tension within. So there is no outlet for that energy and it creates all sorts of distortions. And believe me, I know what I'm talking about because of course I'm a human and I've experienced that often. So it can create frustration. We are continuously frustrated. Anger. It can also be sadness, depression, gloominess. We can feel guilty about not being able to do it when everyone else is doing it. So what's wrong with us? So we create separation because instead of being the angel of our human, we become our worst enemy. We keep thinking that it's never going to happen to us, that it's because of the matrix system of enslavement, it's because of our past life, it's because we're a star seed, because of like all the things. We place ourselves in victimhood. Victimhood is opposed to sovereignty. A sovereign divine being of the light never feels like a victim because she or he or they know very well that they are not. We are free. We are abundant. We are deeply connected to God all the time. So separation is actually an illusion. It's not real. We are never separated. We are one with God already. And it's not because we are part of these simulated programs that is so really well done that we think everything is real, that it's not because we are in here that we cannot either have a creator or creatrix consciousness and understand the simulation, understand the program, and play with it. And how do we play with it? We play with it as a sovereign being. If we are not a sovereign being inside this program that we are into, this holographic realm that we share together, if we don't play as a sovereign being within this one, what do we play as? As a slave. Because therefore the program pretty much rules us. You know, we're just like this character bouncing from one end to another. And yes, it doesn't have to be all bad, but it's not going to be us perceiving this kind of like gigantic map of the program, knowing how to play with it, playing with it with ease, fun, grace, joy, abundance, and all the things. I want you to be the free being that you were born to be. To be the sovereign being that you are within, but it's just like the human is trying to catch up to that, right? So when you do this exercise, and please do this exercise every time you find yourself procrastinating, feeling this inner tension, not knowing to say yes to this or to say no to that. So you extract the fears, you can witness them both, and you can be the, what is the part, column one or column two, that weighs the most? How do I want to go about that? And here you're going to realize that fear is a portal for growth. This is why fears are there to start with. The fears are there to say, oh, you know, like, you cannot do it, you are incompetent, blah, blah, blah. And when we see that and we feel the fire of a sovereign spirit as a creator consciousness, it's like, how dare you tell me what I can do? If you have kids, you know what it's like, especially like, so this, like the very little ones or teenagers. Now I'm in the second category, teenagers. You know, try to say to a child, you cannot do it. You know, like you're not capable of doing it. A lot of the time, especially when they are little here, when they are little, they have been less programmed. So they'll be like, no, I can do it. I can do as I want. And I remember, like, as a teenager, I was very much like that myself. You know, if someone says you cannot do it, I would just do it, you know, because that's the rebellious phase. But why do we do that? To connect to our power. And also because we really do not connect with lack of freedom, because we don't want to be said what to do, what to say in certain situations. Parents know very well that orienteering or, you know, like younger generation into the world is very important to keep them safe and thriving. But as, you know, an innocent child, when we are connected to that aspect of ourselves, we know very well what it feels like. So why can we feel like that sometimes? And at other times, we feel like such a smaller version of the self. It is because for some of us, some areas, some templates of lives are packed with challenges. When other area of life, it's a little bit better. Some people, they have one massive template that's going to play along all their lives. For other people, it's just many different ones at different degrees. For some people, they don't seem to be dealing with much. They are more like, but maybe it's not as much as other people. All of that depends on many different things, you know, cycle of incarnation, consciousness, embodied experiences in different realms and so on. But please never allow yourself to slow down your growth, to slow down your happiness, your expansion, your discovery or what it feels like to be a sovereign divine being of the light, because you are afraid. Fear is a portal of transformation. So you have the choice to move through the fear and to realize that you are very courageous and that you are supported. You are supported by your soul. You are supported by your spirit guide, and you are supported, of course, by God, creator consciousness. When you say yes to moving through a fear portal, you will feel all the feelings, of course. It is okay to feel anxious, to feel nervous, to feel like you might want to cry, to feel like, you know, like sweat, you know, dribbling down the back, whatever. Don't let that prevent you from doing it. Work with nervous system regulation, because here I'm talking about moving through fear portal when we have a nervous system that is more or less regulated. If it's completely dysregulated, please first work on regulating your nervous system, embodiment practices, okay? Because otherwise it could create way too much anxiety, stress, and sometimes burnout if you keep pushing when you are not ready. So feel in your body. Like, I honestly don't really have many fears any longer. But I remember a time where I would be afraid of something and I would literally feel my body reacting. I was like, oh my God, you know, it's like, I'm a little bit uncomfortable doing this. Actually, when I think about it, I'm really uncomfortable, but I'm just going to go and I'm just going to be in my queen and I'm just going to do it, you know? Like, for example, if I'm invited to a really nice event, you know, like a fashion show or like a big presentation from someone, and I know that I'm the only one there that I know, I don't know anyone else, and a bit of my comfort zone, but I also know that I'm very social, that I can literally talk to anyone, you know, I can make small talk, I'm very happy with small talk, but still I would feel like this kind of like, okay, how should I dress? I like to dress really classy, but is it going too much? You know, like there's a bit of that, but I still go. I don't stay at home, you know, in my pajamas. No, I put on my makeup, I do my hair, and I go out there, you know, go get it. And it is the same with business. The amount of time I have spent money on my business, honestly, like I have spent, I think, like to this day, nearly $100,000 on my business. And it's not much compared to what other people do. And that's just learning. I don't talk about business expenses of paying my assistants, you know, like that is just to learn, you know, like strategy, marketing, quantum work, all the things. So every time before, like, you know, saying yes to signing up to, like, you know, a long program, there is this stress, there is this nervous reaction. I have a fear. You know, am I going to be able to afford this? You know, like back in the days, it was more challenging for me because I did not have the abundance flowing in as I do now. So it was terrifying. Like sometimes it would take me days to really process. But the force that was behind me, beyond me, was so powerful that I felt like nearly I had no choice. And this is what I want to talk to you about, the fear portal. You have a choice to see the fear and do it anyway. And I always encourage you to really go for that, because as you move through your fear portal, you will find your inner resources, and your inner resources will be just handy. Remember a time now in the past when you were very scared of doing something, when something was really challenging. Sometimes you did not even have a choice but to face it. And here I'm talking about the illness or the death of a loved one or parents, friends, children. Sometimes it's like life freaking throw you in the pit. Yeah, right? We can all relate to that. And there you were, and it was like, I've got no freaking idea how I'm going to swim in this mess, but somehow you swam. I know that because you are here. You didn't choose to exit this life. Many people, when they are thrown into the pit, they just don't know how to swim. And they do not find these inner resources. And they sink and sink and sink, and they hit rock bottom, and they choose to take their life and exit this life. It's terrible on so many levels. I won't go into any details, but I feel like the, you know, the emotion, that sadness that comes from that. But I know that you found your inner resources. You found like a wealth of inner power, of courage, of confidence, somehow faith. Now, not many people realize that they are deeply connected to faith because they don't pray, they don't believe necessarily in a, like a higher power. I know that you do, otherwise you wouldn't follow me. But when we are in this moment, like our level of faith increases. So what happens then is like when we have this very powerful moment happening in life where literally the universe is going like, yeah, let's slap you in the face right there. And it's like, oh my God, and you recovering from that. And then shoof, another one, and then another one. And at times, like honestly, for years, I've been feeling like this. And it's like, oh my God, there's never like a time to recover. But yet the amount of inner resources or gifts that are being brought into the light is fascinating. But you know what? In those moments, you don't really think about your fears or your limitations, because it becomes nearly like a survival instinct. It's like you need to find inner resources, otherwise you will sink and exit this earth. So many people I know think about exiting this earth. I think it probably happens to most humans once in their life. It's like, I wouldn't mind just leaving and going back there for a little while at least. But we don't do it because we know that we grow through challenges. That is part of the outdated template that is present in humanity. As we step into the new golden age, we will experience other pathways of evolution. That is pathways of evolution that is unconscious. This is why I do so much work with you here for free, you know, on YouTube, and also I share so much on Instagram. And of course, in all my programs, Dragon Warrior Codex, Iria School of Channeling, and the future programs, everything that is online, it is always about reminding you how freaking powerful, multidimensional, and loving you are. You are loving, you are loved, you are supported, always. So when you see the fear, first, see if you can gather your strength. Know that your inner resources will be there and just go for it. Practice nervous system regulation, deep breathing, dance, go for walks outside, talk to a friend, but keep doing it as you regulate, because you're going to stabilize into a new frequency. Nervous system dysregulation as we grow, especially if you embrace a path of accelerated ascension, like many of you are, you shift extremely fast. It is very important to work with nervous system regulation, but also to realize that you are going to feel this regulation as you ascend, because the frequency that you tap into is a frequency that is so much higher than what you are used to operate on a daily basis, that you are required to shift and to align to this frequency. So to start in these frequencies, like that foreign frequency, or you have felt them, but just a little bit. You know, so as you settle into feeling more love, feeling more abundance, feeling more freedom, you need to recalibrate your nervous system. So it feels good. So many people want to have a lot of money, but when the money comes in, whoops, it goes out. Like it doesn't stay in the field. It because of nervous system dysregulation, amongst other things, we are not relaxing into that embodiment. It is the same with every other thing that you want to access, that you want to manifest. So gently push your human, consistently push your human to face the fear, walk through the fear portal, use your tools for nervous system regulation. Keep writing down what we have done today. Keep writing down the fears about having it and the fears of never having it. Continue self-inquiry, journaling. It's extremely beneficial. Then also realize that if it creates way too much stress and anxiety and dysregulation of the nervous system to even try to walk through that fear portal, then it means that like the iceberg, basically the web of what needs to be healed and alchemized, is very massive. It's like very big. So you need to address it. So here, take a sovereign choice to address it. So here, you don't go into procrastination, but you don't listen to the narrative either. You're not like, I'm a broken human. I will always be broken. So that thing is never accessible to me. No freaking way. No way. Of course you can get it. It's going to take time. You're going to have to go do the inner work. But you know what? You've got this. You are born for this. Otherwise, you will not have this desire, because this desire is here as the carrot that's going to make you want to walk to get it. The carrot is significant. This is the higher understanding of what the yogi say about, or like even the Buddhists, like destroy all desires. It's not so much the desires, the attachment to the actual manifestation, the landing in the field of that desire, of that carrot. That has no importance. The carrot is placed in the field first. I want the money, I want the man, I want the lifestyle, I want the car, I want the house, I want the travel. It is placed there first, so you're going to move into the direction of getting it. And along the way, all of a sudden, I think like, "Oh, actually, that's not really for me. I would rather do this or spend my time, energy, and money doing that." There's no problem with that. You have learned. So when you move through life this way, following your heart desire, finding courage, faith, and so many more inner resources, you are getting closer and closer to becoming the full embodiment of your multidimensional sovereign soul. Isn't this exciting? If it creates a lot of nervous system dysregulation, again, take time. You know, go to your therapist, do some past life regression, talk to some friends, journal, and so much more. Okay? Also realize that your soul has already chosen. And so you can release the pressure of having to move through a fear portal by a certain date, but also release the pressure about doing it a specific way at a specific time. Your soul already knows. Your soul has already done it. Your soul is powerful. Your soul is so vibrant, so light, so loving. So it has already decided that it's easy to walk through the fear portal, for goodness sake. It's only the human that's, you know, like trying to tag along, but like completely submerged in all the processes that the human think he, she, or they are in. So what we do is like we look after the human as the angel. And sometimes the human can take a few days, a few weeks to process all the things, extract the information needed, you know, do some shadow, subconscious work, all the things, you know, like extract. And then all of a sudden, the charge of the fear is not as potent. When the charge of the fear is not as potent, we know that we are closer to getting ready to walk through the fear portal. There will still be sensations in the body. There will still be emotions arising. The fears are literally going to try to hold you back, you know, like have big claws and say like, "You stay here, you're not allowed to go there. Stay with me, we are familiar, you know me. We dance together." It's like, "Thank you very much, I don't want to dance with you anymore. Like over there sounds way more sexy for me. This is where I want to be." So keep going after your heart desire. Keep believing in yourself, okay? Because you are a powerful multidimensional soul here to fulfill your highest destiny. I would love to invite you to join the Dragon Warrior Codex, which starts on the 1st of February. You can still join within 10 days of the beginning. It is revolutionary. We're going to go really deep into understanding this codex of being a leader, not only leading others, but first and foremost about leading ourselves, how we lead ourselves to greatness. Greatness being the highest embodied version of ourselves that we can be in this reality. You know, embodying not only our grace for ourselves, we have a very cool life, but also, of course, for the people that we are here to serve, our family, our friends, and our communities. So please join the Dragon Warrior Codex if you are interested. I would absolutely love to see you there. Now I'm going to take you to a short activation around this so you can feel that and you can do that in your own time when you are working with these fears and limitations, okay? I would love to invite you to close your eyes. And what we're going to do is that we are going to inhale, perceiving a ball of light from the tailbone going all the way to the heart center. And then we pause. So it's kind of like half an inhale, ball of light going to the heart center. We pause, we feel the heart center, and then we inhale again, and we go all the way to the space slightly above the crown of the head, so we connect with Sahasrara chakra, okay? Then we pause, we feel Sahasrara chakra expanding, and then we exhale, mouth open, we relax the body deeply, and then we start again, okay? So first, exhale deeply to empty all the air out of your lungs. And then start feeling the ball of light at the bottom of the spine and inhale all the way to your heart and pose. Feel the light expanding your heart. Inhale again all the way to the crown of the head and pose. Now feel the space above the head space. When you need to exhale, open the mouth and let go. And again, two more times like this. Inhale from the bottom of the spine all the way to your heart. Feel the heart expanding. And inhale again from the heart to the crown of the head and pose. Focus there. Exhale deeply. And one more time. Inhale. Inhale. Pose and let go. Exhale, relax your body and keep your eyes closed and notice how this simple breath already helps you recalibrate your nervous system, connect to your heart and your intuitive centers. Feel the relaxation in your body. Now feel this that you are calling in, this manifestation, what is creating fears and limitations in your life because you're not quite sure what to do about it. You're not quite sure what direction to take. How can I embody this? How can I be that person? So feel into that. And then as you have your eyes closed, remember what you wrote in the first column and feel these fears arising in you and feel them physically and emotionally. And I feel the difference between doing this now comparatively to doing this as you were writing. As you have your eyes closed, often everything is amplified. And then feel the second column, feel the different sensations of how you would feel in your body and your emotions if you were never to get that or to do that. Allow yourself to feel these sensations. Scan your body, perceive where they are. And now perceive more and more clearly. Ask your team of spirit guides around you to support you for this exercise. And ask them to breathe with you. And as you breathe, ask and request that all the chakra system present in your body now work at the most efficient level available for you. That these chakras connect to these fears, to these limitations, but also to physical sensations and emotions, to the energetic blueprint of density that is present within you. So when we are going to repeat this breath, what it does is that the breath travels through the chakra of the main central channel, the spine, around the spine, okay? So the breath is literally going to collect the information of these fears, limitations, physical sensations, and emotions, and it's going to bring them from below. First, second, and third chakra often hold the most density in terms of fears and limitations. It's going to be brought into the heart. Pausing there, you're going to feel them expanding into love. And as you bring them above, release them through the crown of the head. And we will simply set an intention that your friends in spirit, your council of light is going to take charge and has full responsibility of taking this density and removing it from the point of creation through multidimensional time and space reality all the way to this day. It means that it's a clearing operating on a multidimensional level, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual systems, as well as horizontal line, inner child, past life, ancestors timeline, and parallel realities and alternate realities and parallel lives. So this is very powerful activation. Feel in your body the emotions, the limitations, and the fears again. Allow them to be fully witnessed just as they are. We welcome them, and as they are welcome, it is easier for them to really vibrate as they need to vibrate and for this clearing to operate effectively. Feel the breath at the bottom of the spine and invite all the chakras to be fully on board with the clearing. And start inhaling and feel the breath moving from the bottom of the spine, going all the way to your heart and pose. Feel the heart expanding, choosing love as a guiding force over fears and limitations. Continue to inhale now all the way to the crown of the head and feel for a moment, everything being released into the ether. Maybe perceive your spirit guide attending to that density, going to move it away from you. And when you are ready, exhale and really feel the relaxation in your body. She said, it's great, body. Look how good we feel when we extract all of this. And then do it again. Inhale. Feel this gathering of density from the bottom of the spine moving into the heart. The alchemy happening within the heart. And as you inhale again, everything is freed and taken care of by your team of light. And exhale deeply. And do it one more time. Inhale, feel the gathering of everything. Pause in the heart portal, feel transmutation happening. Then inhale all the way up, release. And then exhale. Then keep your eyes closed, come back to your natural breath. Now today we only take 3 breaths because, you know, it's just alive here. I don't want to take too much of your time and stay here for a long time. But I would love to invite you to breathe like that a couple of times. Don't do it too much because we don't want you to be lightheaded, right? But just do it every time you have something like that is really crippling you down, like a fear limitation. It's like, oh my God, I'm really sick of this. You can do something about it. Do this exercise. It is extremely effective and valuable. Okay? Today's episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry is co-created with the Acturians. Acturians are very present. They are master healers of the galaxy, and they always have all of these epic cosmic surgery to offer us. I love knowing about conscious cosmic surgery because cosmic surgery happened to a lot of us at night. You know, we can have like sleep paralysis. Like my friend was sharing the other day. She's like, oh, I think I had sleep paralysis and I was taken on an alien ship. What do you think? And she described it like, yep, that's pretty much that. So a lot of us, we receive this kind of activation, but we're not quite sure what's going on. But personally, my team tells me a lot and I receive a lot. And they ask me to also consciously see what is happening and do that with them because I am to teach that to others, which is what I'm going to start doing in Iria School of Channeling. So now we are starting this new module, which is going to be about quantum healing, but it's nothing that has been taught ever before. These are techniques that I've been using myself personally in my one-on-one transcending sessions for years now. I've never taught that to anyone. We learned how to run scanners to be able to scan the field on multidimensional levels. So it's like freaking mind-blowing. We're going to work extractors. We're going to work with so many different tools and techniques. I'm really excited. And if you are interested to join Iria School of Channeling and to experience this deep quantum healing, I would love for you to fill up your application form, as it is per application only. It is a one-year curriculum, so quantum healing is the second module at the moment. If you were to join, you would receive the fourth module, which is on sovereignty, which also includes the Dragon Warrior Codex. You would receive that for free, and you will be taken into the next module. So at the moment, we're going to do quantum healing. The third module will be about star races, which is very exciting. So you can find more information about Iria School of Channeling on my website, sandrines.com, or also send me an email at info@sandrines.com if that's easier for you. If you are present here on the live and if you did the exercise, I would love to know how it went. You can feel free to type in the comment if that aligns with you. Let me think if there is any other announcement. No, life is great. Life is absolutely amazing here. As I was sharing, it's the end of school holidays, and we are preparing. Like, this year is a big year. Many of us know that this year is a big year. It's a year of the dragon on one hand, but on another hand, there is also a lot of recalibration around the abundance in humanity. My team told me that the first rewiring was around freedom. It lasted 3 years, and now we're right in the middle of abundance for another 3 years. And after that, the template of connection will be recalibrated to finally be able to stabilize fully into the template of love, unconditional love, and fifth dimension. So there's a lot of information that's flowing through me, and I'm really excited to share that with you. As I do transmission here on Instagram, as I share so much on my social as well in my newsletter, I'm always very happy to share this information with you. Thank you very much for watching today. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a like, share it with your friends, comment, follow me here and on Instagram, because it makes me so happy and it really helps me to expand these teachings to more and more people. So thank you so much for being present. I will see you next week for another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.